A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all up.
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, July 10th, goes to a young woman from Florida named Markia Nelson. Now, you know what your Uncle Charlotte says at least twice a week on this radio. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and Florida stays up by 30 on the BX. Now, one thing about Florida, they got some first-class finesses. Drop on the clues bombs for the first-class finesses in Florida, all right? Every season is scammer season in Florida. All right, and the City Girls are providing the soundtrack. JT is currently incarcerated for credit card fraud, so that tells you all you need to know. They are living their raps because art reflects life, and in Florida, scamming is indeed life. Now, Markia Nelson is clearly in the middle of her hot girl summer, and you can't have a real hot girl summer if you can't get no money, all right? You got to get your coins. And Markia was getting her money by being a manager at Dunkin' Donuts. Drop on the clues bombs for Dunkin' Donuts as I sit here sipping Starbucks. That's right. The home of the sausage, scramble, Dunkin' bowl. Markia was a manager there, and slinging those sweet sriracha bacon breakfast sandwiches wasn't cutting it. All right, can't have a real hot girl summer hustling hot chocolate and hot coffee. All right, that money too slow for a city girl. Now, I Googled it. Yearly pay in Florida to be a manager at Dunkin' Donuts is $28,958, which is 43% below the national average. Now, I'm dumb, so I don't know what those paychecks are like every week or every 2 weeks. And I know Florida don't got no state tax, but I can't get no big Birkin bag that holds five or six figures with that kind of salary. So when in Rome, you do what the Romans do. When in Florida, you do what the scammers do. So what was Markia Nelson's scam? What was her hustle? Let's go to WTVT Fox 13 for the report, please.
Police say the manager of a Dunkin' Donuts in Pinellas County made up an employee. Yeah, they say she clocked this worker in and out so that she could pocket the paychecks. And this ruse worked for about 2 months until word got around to the donut shop's owner.
The store manager of this Dunkin' Donuts on Almerton Road, Markia Nelson, was arrested Monday morning. Investigators say Nelson was also keeping the phony workers' paychecks, pocketing more than $1,600 she said she needed for, quote, life expenses. The 29-year-old could be facing other charges, including identity theft.
She had the information of what she, quote, was a friend of hers. So the information for the person was an actual person.
So far, Nelson has been charged with grand theft. According to online court records, it's a crime she's been arrested for numerous times before.
Round of applause for the creativity, all right? that, ladies and gentlemen, is a scam I've never heard of before. Create a fake employee for Dunkin' Donuts? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's better than creating an NBA player for 2K.
That's kind of smart, man.
Can you imagine how fire you can create a fake Dunkin' Donuts employee? Mm-hmm. Clean workstations, 99. All right, brew and grind coffee, 99. Restock cups and food items, 99. Assist bakers, 99. Verbal communication skills, 99. Basic computer and math skills, 99. Execution of the word culata, 99. All right, that's incredible. Markia, you getting the credit you deserve for being stupid, but I'm impressed. Round of applause for Markia again. All right? You hired a person that doesn't actually work there so you can collect the checks. I have so many questions. How does she cash these checks? If she was getting these checks sent direct deposit to her friend, why would her friend hand over the cash? Mm-hmm. Is her friend an accomplice? Was she giving her friend a percentage? Who actually worked this fake employee's hours? Because days when that employee was supposed to work, somebody had to be there, right? All right, I don't know how many employees work in Dunkin' Donuts at one time, but I feel like I've been in there and I've seen only one person busting down banana split frozen chocolate. So who was working this fake employee's hours? Now, Markia was paying this fake employee $8.65 an hour. She made a grand total of $1,610.84 after taxes, if you're wondering what's the net worth. Now, $1,610.84, you took a penitentiary chance for that. All right, $1,610.84. She's been charged with grand theft, and authorities could still charge her with identity theft for using her friend's identity to create this fake employee. Grand theft in Florida, look that up too. The bail bond is like $2,000 or greater. Identity fraud charge, going to make that bond go up. Then you're going to have to get a lawyer. The moral of the story is you're going to have to spend way more money than you made to get out of this situation, okay? My daddy would always tell me trouble is easy to get into, but hard to get out of. And you're about to feel this firsthand. You took a penitentiary chance for pennies, all right? Florida girls, you have to ask yourself when faced with these kind of decisions, what would Trina do, all right? We know what JT and Young Miami would do, but what would Trina do, all right? I love the young Florida rappers, but you can't ask yourself, what would JT or Young Miami do in a situation like this? What would Trina do? Matter of fact, I'm not even going to disrespect JT and Young Miami like that. I don't think they would take a penitentiary chance for pennies. They taking those kind of chances so they can be iced out. You taking those kind of chances for iced lattes and iced cappuccinos. It's the difference, okay? I have nothing else to say about this situation except Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Florida. Please give Marquia Nelson the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Should have just sold weed.
No.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!